Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Better Window, RBAFLA.com.
Now, back to Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Roger, JP Show, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025 at Roger and JP on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And those are places you probably tonight will see all sorts of video or pictures or results of Monica's first pitch over at the Tampa Tarpons.
We better.
Yeah. So what's the story? Monica, who's going tonight? Who's going from the staff?
Joach is going. I'm so excited to see her. She's bringing little Ev.
JoJo.
And then Spike is coming as support, and Gareth is coming as support as well.
Wow.
So, okay, so who's going to be on the field with you, like taking video and stuff? Because I want video, and I want, like, play-by-play on that video.
Why?
Why do you think?
We want as detailed a record as possible.
I would say that, well, clearly the promotions, someone from the promotion staff is going to be there. That goes without saying. If they say, and Jeremy's been nothing but nice, if they say, yes, I can have another person, which I don't know if that's possible.
Right.
I trust Joe. What do you guys think? JoJo would, I think she would do a really good job.
I'm feeling Gareth.
As far as shooting video correctly?
I was thinking shooting video.
Spike. Because I want a play-by-play. Not that JoJo couldn't do it.
Play-by-play because she's just a woman?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
I'm hypersensitive today.
You think?
Oh, boy.
then you'll love this one. Yesterday, my wife and daughter went to Target, and my wife sent me a picture of empty shelves. And she goes, this is where the tampons would usually be. There's nothing.
Isn't that crazy?
Nothing to be found.
Self-fulfilling prophecy. Once they say there's a shortage, people will buy more in case there's a shortage, and then it becomes a shortage.
Right.
It's just how it works.
It's toilet paper all over again.
Yeah, it's all over.
But anyway, back to the pitch. I don't want to wait for the Tampa Bay Tarpons.
Whoa.
I don't want to for the
unless they're uploading it right away. Whoever shoots the video, it needs to be up. Immediately,
Will,
and a good, I don't care about play-by-play. Mm-hmm. I want to see this pitch and where it goes.
Why do you want to see it immediately? My brother asked if there was an... Immediately. I want to know if there's my brother wanted to know if there's a streaming type of situation that I'm like, I don't think so, but I don't know why.
I feel like
the Tarpons would have a way nicer setup, and maybe not a play-by-play per se, but a way nicer setup.
They'll have a couple of video people on the field, right?
Yeah.
Handheld cameras and set them on a stand on the field and move them around and all that stuff. So they're going to have some great video, no doubt about that. Brett's got a good question, though. Where's the quick video going to come from for our listeners and for all of us? That would be from a handheld iPhone.
I don't want from 80 feet away. I want a view from right behind you. I want someone else shooting behind the catcher.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
I want a side view.
If it was up to us, there'd be a 12-camera shoot.
I know. But wait, I have one question.
Quentin Tarantino would be there.
iPhone 12 or higher only.
The pitch would come across, but an umpire would get hit in the head with a bat and stabbed.
The Stone Brothers are tagging in. I have one question for you, and that is why? Because I feel like all of this...
Why not?
Because I feel like... The reason you want this is because you think I'm going to fail miserably.
No, I'm not. This is Brett. This is not JP. I want to see it. I want
to
see it.
Yeah. It doesn't have to
be
immediate.
We're talking about it. We're devoting time to it. Yeah. This is an awesome thing.
Yeah, no matter what it is, I want to see it too.
And I want to see it. And I don't want to see it on Wednesday.
Why not? Like, you'll tonight. See it. You just don't have to see it tonight.
Everyone who's coming to support you tonight, listeners and, of course, JoJo, Spike, Gareth and the promotion person, whoever it may be from the staff. I want four different camera views.
Oh my God.
Four different
camera
views.
For their efforts, they deserve to have it
anyone
on social
who's there
early.
Anyone who's there to support you should be filming and posting it.
Okay. Well, I don't know about posting. Can we just
send
it to you?
And posting it.
And if you do tank it, I want them all in the studio on Monday.
No! Why are you guys making... Okay, listen. It's a fun, happy... Feel good first pitch. I'm excited.
Excellent.
I feel better, exponentially better than I did when we first talked about it because I was I wasn't sure I was going to be able to get it across the plate. Like the distance now is not an issue for me, and I'm confident of that. So, and that was my biggest fear, that it would just be embarrassing. So it's all happy. Like, I don't know why we need all these camera angles when really it's just a...
It's an event.
And when this pitch sails into the stands, I want the video from all four of those videos being shot sent to me, and I will make a compilation and get it up immediately.
Right.
But why do I, that's what I'm, I guess that's my question. Why does it have to be all right now? Why can't I just text you a picture and then Yeah, and that's it. And then you see that it happened.
It's a 2001.
I see he's on vacation, but what I would like to do is then get that video to Charlie Belcher, who can then get it.
Yes.
On television.
Local radio personality.
Why would that ever, like, what would Beans Child in third row.
If you do a great job, it'll never see the light of day. But if you throw it into the fans and some little lucky fan catches the ball, my God, that needs to be on television.
And might I add, don't put it all on the people on the field as well. People in the stands, listeners who are going to the game, you also should be taking the video in case the ball ends up in the stands. Then we get the up-close video of where that ball is going. But even from your angles, too. It could be very important that we see it from your angle specifically. You guys are all going to be up close.
I have a whole different perspective.
This is great.
In my head, I was like, this will be fun. Y'all are all up there, so no stress there. And let's just make this happen. Now, all of a sudden, it's going to be a thing.
Well, it's an event. And as Brett said, we've spent time talking about it, planning it. Jeremy's put a lot of time into it over at Tampa. Let's reward everybody with a nice video on social about 5 minutes after it happens. That would be amazing.
And then... if a little kid does catch it because it went wide and into the stands, if somebody can then just take their phone and do a quick little interview with that kid as they're on the stretcher.
Oh, no. Why can't he just have been softly guided into the mitt that he has because he's out there hoping to catch a fly, whatever. So...
Or talk to the EMT guy who had to put his eyeball back in.
No, right. No violence tonight. Listen, although I can't, I'm going to, what did the guy say on Twitter? I'm going to throw a heater. It's not going to be a 99.
Give him the heater, Ricky.
Yeah, that's what he said. Give him the heater. It's going to be nice and easy. It's going
to
be.
Remind me, what time are you expected to throw the first pitch?
What's the official time?
The official time is 6:17 p.m.
Okay. This is good for listeners to know.
Right.
Yes. Get in.
What time does the game start? 6:30, 6:35?
I think 6:30, yeah.
Okay.
And they're playing Clearwater, and they just lost to them last night.
Big rivalry game.
I think this is a really, really good sign because this morning on Fox 13, they had a little feature on the pitcher who was down from the Yankees, I guess. I don't know, rehabbing or whatever. Anyway, he is both a pitcher and the clubhouse DJ for the Tampa Tarpons. He's both.
Oh,
I think
really?
DJ, pitcher, kind of a little bit of a DJ. I've done music stuff. And a pitcher. Listen, I think that's a good sign.
Do you think this is going to be your next boyfriend?
No.
You know, JP, I was just going to mention to her, you realize there are two dugouts full of young men with athletic abilities and who are in great shape, who may be good looking, who are now going to be watching you throw a pitch and be thinking,
nice.
Yeah, but at minimum.
I may have an event or an adventure with her.
At minimum, she can be their mother.
Hey.
Well.
Hey.
Hold on a second. These kids, let's just say they're in, Brett, is this double A or triple A?
Single A.
Single A. Okay. So if they're playing single A ball, chances are not one of them is 30 years old. At single A level, chances are not one of them is 30 years old. Right. You're 51. You could be every one of their mothers.
You say I'm not a MILF?
I'm not saying you're not a MILF. I'm just saying you could be their mother.
I got breaking news.
Oh, boy.
In regards to this whole situation.
What?
As per Corey Cardinal, the official promotions person who's in charge of all of this.
Okay, very good.
I was just approved for $1,500 video crew budget for Monica's first pitch tonight. Hashtag every angle.
Wow. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. How much?
$1,500.
No, just approved.
Okay, so he's lying.
Let's get a massive video crew out there. That's great. Fly him in if you have to.
I was going
to
say, we haven't been down there in 3 years, but you're going to spend $1,500 to shoot this pitch?
Monica, every angle, JP.
Yes.
I also have realized, thinking about all the guys in the dugouts, that like this is like there's a selection of heights, weights, ages. What's your perfect height guy?
You know my situation.
Is it 6'3"?
She likes him tall.
I like him tall. And my whole thing is I like him athletic. If you're
right, so these guys are all athletic.
Uniform.
Right.
Right. Yeah, and you got and an Adam's apple, and they're all sweaty and serious about their sport.
They have these. They just warmed up, and now you're going to throw the pitch. This is exactly it. What's your favorite height?
Let's go. Let's try for 6'2 and settle for 6.
6'2. I have two guys right here, right now. Two right-handed pitchers are 6'2.
Let's go.
Do you prefer them at 24 years old? Because that's what they are.
Did you say white-handed pitchers?
I said right-handed pitchers.
Okay. Wait a minute. That's
right. Although Frank might be a white-handed pitcher.
Rich White.
6'2, 195 or 6'2, 185. Choose from Frank or Luis.
I got to go 90 because there's a little more muscle on that. And he's 195. That's not heavy at all. Yeah.
6'2, Frank, 195. He's a pitcher and born in September of 97. I don't know if that matches up with your astrological signs.
I'm 27 years old, so that's interesting. I could be his mother if I wanted
to. Yes, you can. And I guarantee you there's an 18 or a 19 year old that you could be the.
What, youngest. JP? What could I be? What? Say it out loud. What?
No. Youngest I see is 22. Just
youngest is 22?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be tough to be the grandmother.
Maybe Rosie Contreras. 6 foot, 197. Yeah, so out of the six, there's one other 6'2 guy, but again, around the same weight, 180, and he looks like to be a right-handed pitcher, and that would be Harold Cortijo. He's 23.
For the record, I think you're going to nail this pitch.
Really?
I don't want you to.
Oh, okay. Why not?
But I think you are, because the world doesn't give me prizes like this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
this is like about you. This is for you, then.
They're never going to drop that kind of joy in my lap. She's put
too much work into this for it to go terribly wrong, to be honest.
Yeah, I hope so.
Especially if she's not throwing off the mound.
Well, you are, aren't you?
I think just in front, I think, but I don't mind. I practice for both.
Yeah.
So
if you're not up on the rubber, I don't think you got a possible. I don't think there's a chance you're going to screw it up.
I hope not. Now I feel. Oh no.
Mike on Instagram says this needs a hashtag so everybody can share it so we can
follow the videos. Will be one place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What am I going to
think?
Oh my God.
What's a good hashtag?
Hashtag please don't.
Bitch throws a pitch.
Pitch, pitch,
pitch, pitch. Hashtag pitch. Shorten it up. Make it easier.
Right. I think hashtag pitch, pitch. I think it works.
Okay. Here's the thing with that. I make no sense. I readily admit it. I was offended and a little irritated and mad about bitch throws a pitch. I really like bitch, pitch.
Pitch, pitch.
I really like pitch, pitch a lot.
Because that could either be a title of you after you throw it, or it could be if you're delaying, pitch, bitch. Right? It could be either one.
I'm your pitch, bitch.
Ray on line three, what's happening?
Hey, I just wanted to warn Monica not to get too cute and crazy out there. Don't try grabbing her crotch before she throws the ball.
No.
Yeah,
no. Yeah, I'm not spitting. Or didn't she spit too?
Yeah. Well, that's the national anthem.
Yeah.
But she did that.
Yeah. None of that stuff.
Thank you, Ray. Good advice.
Thanks, Ray. So, do you have an outfit picked out?
I have. Am I supposed to look fancy? Because I have a pair of shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm wearing the sneakers I have on now, which aren't really like sneakers, but they'll do.
Are they shorts cheeky?
No. Well, no.
I mean, family event. I'm just saying.
Yeah, they're not Daisy Dukes, but they're not down to my knees either.
Hmm.
Have you seen the viral video of a woman at their kid's athletic event where she was running forward and tripped, and then her skirt, she was wearing like a little skirt, popped up and showed that she was wearing a thong. She had nothing but ass cheeks out with a thong.
See?
Do you have one of your short skirts you'd wear? And if you trip on the mound, you would fall forward, and we'd have a viral media sensation if that happened.
That was the first plan, because that's just what I always wear a skirt. So I'm like, okay, which skirt am I going to wear? And I'm like, I can't, because the way I lift my knee, then hello, crotch shot. So, no, I can't do that. So, that's out. So, then I had to switch to shorts. And I think I'm going to wear my bone t-shirt. I got a Tampa Tarpons hat.
You're going to tie the t-shirt up in a knot in the front?
Yeah.
I thought it was a family affair.
Well, you can show midriff.
Okay, can I?
I mean, you don't have to. I'm just saying.
I mean, I was going to do something cute with it, but I wanted to keep it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Tom on line five. Go ahead,
that's
man.
Nice.
Hey, I just wanted to tell Monica, as I said on her Instagram page last night, she's got this. She's going to throw a strike right over the plate. JP, you can go home now.
I said, hold on, Tom, what did I just say 5 minutes ago? I said, she's going to nail this. I said, she's going to. No, that's what it is. It's exactly what I said. I said, she's going to nail this. I just don't want her to. That's what I said.
And that's not right. You shouldn't want your coworker to fail just so you could have.
Do you understand how this radio show works yet?
Are you a new listener?
Tom, you get it. I appreciate it.
Are you new to this party?
My goodness.
He's right.
No, I'm not new to the party at all. I'm just saying that the way you're saying that you want her to get it is a backhanded compliment, and I think that she's going to nail it, and you're going to come in on Monday with your tail between your legs, wishing.
How am I going to come in with my tail between my legs if I said I know she's going to do it, I just don't want her to? And for the record, they may not admit it. Brett wants her to throw it into the stadium, and Raj wants her to throw it to the stadium.
It would be a lot more funny.
As does Gareth, as does Spike, as does Mo, as does anybody on Caltus crew.
If she could pull a Bull Durham and hit the Tampa Tarpon mascot as it walks back by the screen and knocks it out, JP, that'd be the greatest
even
thing
better.
Ever.
JP.
Yes, dear.
Dying in baseball.
All right. Thank you very much.
I don't know what that means.
That's a quote from League of Their Own.
No, League of Their Own.
When Tom Hanks said, there's no crying in baseball when the girls are crying, and that's where that comes from.
Real quick, Jay on line six, and then we got a break. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I believe the manager for the Tarpons, the Tampa Tarpons, is the first women's MLB manager. Well,
that is true. That is
She's
true.
The Tarpons manager is female?
Female, mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, I forgot about that. That is fact. I forgot about that.
You got to take a picture with her.
Fine, yes.
Rachel Balcovec.
That'd be awesome. Can you throw the first pitch to her?
Oh, that's the way to go. That's the way to go.
That is.
That's got Monica written all over it.
Jeremy, can you hook that up? That's perfect. First woman to manage an MLB-affiliated team. That's fantastic.
It is.
And here she is wearing a shirt that says, I hate abortions. Wow.
Okay. That's not what's going on.
Wow, that's crazy. Talk about timing.
How do y'all like that?
That's why you play the game, just to see what's going to happen. No, but that would be, how great would that be?
That's amazing. Wow. I've completely forgotten. I apologize for
Perfect.
That. That's amazing.
You throw it to her, she runs it back out to you like the catcher does and gives you the ball that she autographs and that you get to take.
And then we do the Rosie the Riveter pose together. Yeah.
Woo! And then maybe you guys can just scissor, because that would be awesome.
Oh, my God.
You have to, don't you?
I don't know why.
What?
You have to.
Of course I have to.
It'll be okay, Jeremy.
And
he's clutching his heart in the Tampa Tarpons office
right
now.
You know why I said that? Because if I didn't say that, and then we had like an air check session, Brennan would be like, JP, why didn't you say, and then they scissor.
Okay, so we should all hate John Brennan right now. Damn it, John.
I don't hate him.
Because on the list of phrases he needs to hear in every air check session, the scissoring one, that's one of them.
Right.
It's got to be. There's in the top 10 phrases we have to say every air check session.
Scissoring?
Yes. That was successful air check.
Check.
All Hashtag right. pitch bitch.
I
it's
love
gonna
it.
Be trending.
That's great.
Tonight. I did just get a note of a little tweeter thingy, Twitter, what? That said, I may have to head out to see Hashtag pitch bitch. Oh no. I'm like, come on. I like it and I don't care.
That is fantastic. Everybody, make sure you're there before 6:17. Don't be late like usual or even 2 minutes late. You got to be there in time to get set up and get a good spot so you can take the video of the first pitch.
Monica, we do have some more tickets to give away today, right? And the bracelet for the...
Oh, no, we had four. We gave them away yesterday.
We did, yes.
Oh, so you gave away a four-pack when we couldn't get two yesterday and two today?
I said four when we were doing it. What? I didn't know we were supposed to split it up. I'm sorry.
I didn't know we only had four. You're the only one who had all the information. Don't even try to blame this on anybody
else. I'm not blaming
anything.
I actually said I didn't know, and I was whispering because that was my regret voice.
Oh, okay.
That way nobody could hear it.
Yes.
Right, got it.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.